You're listening to SBS News.
Aksat Sharma's employer was quick to increase his shifts soon after the federal government removed a cap on the number of hours international students can work.
Currently, there's nobody able to work anywhere. You go any place to understaff. Because I know a lot of people that work under the table for like the extra hours and stuff because they need to pay rent, pay for food and stuff. So now that they made it legal, they won't get exploited as much.
The 20-year-old from India is studying to be a pilot. It's paid for with the wages he earns as a baggage handler.
Money's very important because it pays for my everything, like all my travel, food, rent, like living expenses, everything is paid by what I earn. I don't get anything from anywhere else.
As businesses struggle under the number of workers in isolation because of COVID-19, lifting the 40-hour a fortnight cap in affected sectors is seen as one way to address the problem. And it's also been suggested that the move could stop the so-called wage theft from foreign students that have been secretly working extra hours and who are paid below minimum wage. Oscar Zi Xiao Ong is the president of the Council of International Students Australia.
You know, international students has been really plagued with the issue of wage theft, primarily because of, you know, they have that limitation of 40 hours per week. So that means that, you know, if they were to choose to work more than 40 hours per week, which means then they are open themselves to really exploitations. And wage theft is an issue that has been plagued international students for ages. So I think this definitely would solve the problem of that.
Some students also say the change will help them financially support loved ones overseas struggling during the pandemic. Selena Ho, a 20-year-old from Hong Kong studying business in Melbourne, says the changes are amazing. She says working more hours now could also help her and other international students get their feet in the door with different employers, opening up further work possibilities in the future.
Honestly, I think like a lot of them, they'll be able to work here like long-term-wise if they get more experience. Like, because 40 hours means a lot to us. It means like a higher chance to get opportunities at different jobs. And this means that in the future, we might be able to stay here for like more work opportunities. And yeah, more companies will be willing to get us.
But there are concerns about the ability of international students who work longer hours to also maintain their course enrolment, ensure satisfactory course attendance and course progress. Mr. Ong says students need to understand time management is important.
So I think it's a sort of risky in that sense, especially we're talking about a lot of students that just came to Australia the first time won't be able to have that idea of time balance as well. So they don't really have that reference. So they don't necessarily have the correct advice, if you will. And, you know, obviously people, if you have the chance as an international student, the reality is that you want to work as much as possible and earn as much as possible. But at the same time, some people might overlook, you know, their studies.
First-year students have been reminded they're not permitted to work until their course commences. The Deputy Chief Executive of Universities Australia, Peter Chesworth, says their studies should come first, saying the most important thing for international students arriving in Australia in their first year is to develop good routines and get organised. But he also welcomes the removal of the cap on working hours, despite it being a temporary measure.
We absolutely welcome the announcement from National Cabinet, and of course it's intended to be a temporary measure. We understand that the government and governments will be working closely with business and industry, but the university sector stands ready to also speak with the government on the implementation of these measures, because not only is this something to assist industry and our businesses, especially small businesses, but this has significant impacts on the university sector as well, and we want to make those positive impacts.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.